Hello and welcome to the Retail Week. I look back at one of the biggest stories in the last 7 days. So we're through Black Friday and Cyber Monday, performed much better than expectations, both online and in terms of footfall. So to discuss that and the outlook for the rest of December, I'm delighted to be joined by Lisa Hooker, Head of Consumer Markets at PwC. Lisa, as I mentioned there, it looked like a strong Black Friday in terms of sales. Has peak peaked?
It's really interesting because we actually asked consumers, are you going to spend more or less on Black Friday? Last year they said they would spend more and they didn't. This year they said they would spend about 11% more and they did.
Right.
And I think that was because it was after payday, that much closer to Christmas. And also, whatever anyone says, I think there were some really good bargains out there because the weather had meant there was some sort of overstocking in some of the clothing and there were some good discounts to have.
Right.
So I do think it has slightly pulled forward some shopping at Christmas. Mm. Having said that, on the positive, Black Friday tends to be about buying for yourself and not buying presents and for the Christmas festivities. So I don't think it's a massive pull forward, but I do think there has been a little bit.
Right. And do you think the big question always is, you know, how profitable are all these Black Friday sales?
I think it is a little bit mixed because we've been now doing it since about 2010. A lot of retailers plan their promotional calendar and they're buying around discounting on Black Friday. Having said that, I think some segments, when there was a level of overstocking, have actually given away some margin to really drive sales and get rid of some of that stock that they maybe expected to have sold earlier when we had all that wet weather.
Right, yeah.
So I do think on some categories it will have hit margins more than was planned.
Mm. And you mentioned a moment ago the way that it can sort of shift spending patterns. So what's your take on the rest of December and how Christmas overall will play out for retailers?
Well, we asked the consumer what you're going to spend at Christmas, and they are going to spend a little bit less this year. And I think that it's not necessarily all about Black Friday. I think it's about this political and economic uncertainty, and people are a little bit worried about what's going to happen. Mm. What they are going to do is they're going to actually spend the same amount of money on their Christmas food. They're always going to protect that, but maybe a little bit less on buying presents and going out.
Right. So what does that mean in terms of retail categories? You know, who is going to have to fight hardest for spend in that case? If food looks safe, what about the rest of retail?
Well, actually, the survey data told us that outside of food, every category is going to see a little bit of spending reduction, including actually less on experiences and maybe more of a balance between experiences and goods. So I think every category will have some impact and there'll just be winners and losers within each of those categories. Even areas such as children's toys, dogs, which has been doing very well, and beauty are all expected to slightly come down this Christmas.
Right. And so a lot of people might be getting quite worried now if spending is going to be down over Christmas. How significant a decline are you expecting and to what extent will it hit profitability?
I think it's only going to be a small decline outside food, so I wouldn't get everyone too worried. And I do think it's really important to hold your nerve on these key weeks where you make a lot of your profit. You just need to really be as attractive as you can to really draw in that consumer and engage with them and make it easy to shop. And also start to think about sort of some of the consumer trends and what, for example, are your sustainability credentials and push that. One area we do think we'll see growth is things like practical toys, practical gifting, and maybe more sustainable gifting as well. So that could be a growth area.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned sustainability there. We've seen over the course of the last year or so, it's really rocketed up the agenda, you know, whether it's been plastics or in Germany, you know, Primark said that perception over how sustainable it was one of the factors that had affected performance for them there. If you look forward into 2020, what trends do you see emerging that you think retailers really need to be on top of in the new year?
I do think sustainability is not going away, and I think actually it will continue to increase, and I think more and more consumers will expect the companies and the retailers to actually be doing more and more to help the whole sustainability side of things. You saw plastic straws, you now talked about hangers, you now talked about is shopping online worse than shopping in the streets, and I think that's what Primark were talking about. So I do think that will be a big driver. You know, ultimately, it's still, though, about having good product and how you communicate in a modern way with your consumer, but shout about sustainability credentials that you do have.
Yeah, and anything out, any other, anything sort of hoving into view on the horizon that they need to be taking account of now?
Well, I think a lot of the trends they've been seeing this year will continue into next year. If we get a little bit more political and economic certainty, we might actually see things calm down a little bit. Yeah. And we've seen the wave of CVAs happen, and I think that might stabilise. So I think with some good economic data, things might be a little bit better going into 2020 and 2021. In terms of themes, I still think you're not going to get away from continued really success of things like casualisation, streetwear, and I think a bit more practical gifting. And I think for retailers, they do need to think about how they interact with their customer. I don't think this whole idea of rental, resale will go away. And what is your take on some of these emerging trends?
Okay, thank you. That's a good place to stop. You mentioned certainty there a moment ago. In a week's time, we will know whether or not there is certainty in the political sphere. Please do join us again next week and let us know your thoughts about Black Friday and Christmas. You can comment below.